This is MSO News Sports. Our North Shore football coverage continues with Danvers football coach Ryan Nolan. They are 7-3, coming off a huge win in the state semi-quarterfinals, 10-0 over Dedham, and they are on their way to be playing Hanover on Saturday. We'll get to all the details. They'll all be up on the post here in just a moment. But Coach Nolan, first up, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and it's good to be on at this time of the year. That things are going well.
Absolutely, yeah, I guess so. I can't imagine how crazy your day must be now, and the coaches, and the excitement with the kids and so on, as you are in the Final Four against number one seeded Hanover. We'll get to that, as I noted, in a moment. But man, 10-0 win over Dedham last week. Tell us about that game, and I mean, the defense obviously came to play.
I mean, Dedham was a good team from everything we've seen on film. They've had athletes. They were explosive. They had a quarterback who could move around. But our kids really did a great job just playing physical, doing what we asked. And then on top of it, playoff football, we had a couple of kids step up that have been developing throughout the course of the year. And I think one that stands out to me is Luca Perez, a player that recently moved from Brazil into town 2 years ago and, you know, didn't know how to get in a stance when he started out, and he was a dominant performer in this game for us. It just made a difference from the first snap to the end of the game defensively. But we also had a bunch of other kids that really played solid and did exactly what was asked and did it physically and did it consistently. And, you know, it was a good moment defensively. We had some bright spots, special teams offense as well, but I was really proud of the consistency of the defensive effort for the day.
Is Luca Perez, is he a D lineman, coach?
He's like a big athlete. We ended up for this game moving him to an outside backer, not 3-4, where typically he played more of an end type position in the 3-4, and put him to the strong side and asked him to be physical, and he just did one heck of a job for us.
I'm thinking too, it's funny, this came up earlier with one of the other coaches I was talking to this week with, you know, it's kind of the game acumen, if you will. It's players learning that, learning how to react instinctively rather than kind of listening to the directions and then reacting to it. You know what I'm saying. Is that something that he's really just picked up here, do you think, as the season progresses, being involved with football as he has?
Yeah, and I think all the kids do in different degrees. Obviously we want the kids to think, but thinking too much sometimes isn't a good thing. We want them to understand what they need to do, where the eyes have to be, what their assignment is. But then once the ball snapped, to be able to react and take a lot of that thinking out of it and have it be muscle memory. And I think he definitely got to that point as that season has been going on, and it really came to fruition in this game. So it was great to see. And then when those kids start playing fast and understand what they're doing and start reacting, they have a lot more confidence. And you could just see it in his play, his emotion that we haven't seen as much on the field, and just passion. So it was great. It was a great night. It was great to see someone like him step up, and you know, a bunch of the other kids on the field stepped up on both sides, because again, Dedham was a good team. They were explosive. They had a great front seven defensively, and the kids went on and did what they had to do and battled, and it was a great win for the team and the town and the school and all of these kids.
You know, we've talked weekly here almost lately, and maybe you can tell me about some of those other players in the context, obviously, of the Dedham win last week, and what can you share with us on those guys?
Well, I think it's all different guys playing different ways. We had a great performance from Assad Dabul, who plays DN for us, but we also had to ask him to go and play some fullback. And in that role, he ended up a kid who never caught the ball before, and last year had a 50 number, a 90 number. He ended up having two huge catches for us on offense as a fullback. He played great on DN, where I don't think he would tell you he didn't play his greatest game the week before, so that was great to see him step up physically. I think a kid, Grayson Jackson, who played a lot of offense for us this game, the most he's played in defense, he showed not physically, we know he'd always be there, but he showed a lot more control and just his mental aspect of understanding what he had to do and how he's going to do it and being consistent with it. So he's another kid that played very well. They had a bunch of speedy receivers over the top, and I think DBs, obviously everybody here is a Owen Gasnowski, but Mike Albano, Owen Shambaugh, Mike Kaspazak, Luke Mativi. I thought they did a great job not letting anybody over the top, but also being able to tackle with some bunch trips alignments and jet sweeps at them. And, you know, they did what they had to do. And I think, you know, across the board, we had a lot of those same efforts from kids, but those are a couple of them that pop out of my head right off the bat. And obviously, Owen played a great game for us defensively and, you know, offensively as well.
You know, you mentioned, you know, when you think about football and interesting or great plays to watch, that tight end catch, the wide receiver making that spectacular athletic catch, maybe even a screen and run, but a fullback catch, that's a great, you know, you don't see that a lot, but that's a great play in football when you can get a pass out to a fullback. What a great thing.
Well, he had one that was, as designed, slipping out to the flat on a play action. But on another play, he was dead. Basically, the ball wasn't there. And for a kid who hasn't played the position really in any games up to this point, he wasn't available. And then he turned it upfield as a quarterback scrambled. He made a great catch for a first down. That was huge at that point in the ball game to keep possession of the ball and keep the clock rolling. So that was a real pivotal play that instinctively a kid that really hasn't practiced it that much just made a great play. And we're definitely going to need a lot of those this week coming up.
Absolutely. Coach, let me ask you one last question about last week or leading into last week. What was the week of practice like going into last week's game?
Focus on the details. Like I'm sure everyone else at this point, everyone's a little bit beat up, especially in our division. Typically, you're not going to have huge rosters of kids. So a big thing was to keep people fresh. Not fresh, but to manage how much they do, but also to be able to iron out the details and drill the fine points. And I think the kids were very responsive to that, and the focus and practice was great, as it's been, you know, up first day this week, first 2 days this week. So really, really happy with the focus, what we have to do, and understanding the assignments and being able to execute them with proper technique.
All right, here we go. I'm going to ask you about Hanover. Now, you're playing them on Saturday afternoon, the number one seed, 10-0 unbeaten. What can you tell me about this this Hanover team?
It's a really, really good team, and it's the state Final Four. They're undefeated. They had a big game where I think they doubled up Duxbury to start the season 28-14, and from that point, they've continued to roll. They got a really, really good quarterback, I think, who broke the school record for touchdown passes in the season, and he's got at least he's got two games to go. He's got 36 touchdown passes. They got two really good wide receivers and a bunch of really good athletes outside, good backs, really good line, good defense, good special teams. There's a reason they're 10-0, and I don't think anyone's come that close to them throughout the course of the year, but this is a type of year, this is a time of year where, you know, if you're playing, you're going to play a team like that, and we embrace the challenge, and, you know, I really think our kids can go out there and compete with them and make it a ball game, and if it comes down to the second half, we absolutely have a shot, and we just got to go in there and do the work to put ourselves in the ball game at the end where anything can happen.
You know, Ryan, you know, take this for what it's worth, but if I were you in Danvers football, I would try to get out in front fast on these guys. You know what I'm saying? Get an early lead. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I would do.
It's always nice, and of course, to get some points on them, and they're just as good defensively as they are offensively. And it's going to be a challenge, but, you know, throughout the course of the years, there's been, we've gone in and in the playoffs, played some really good teams, and even outside of the playoffs, and, you know, put some efforts out there that, like, all the numbers, like, add up. Maybe we're not at the, you know, the same exact elite level of talent, but if we put everything together in a game and we come up with a couple big plays and our kids really commit to play tough and play together, anything can happen. It's high school football. And again, they're very good, but, you know, in all fairness, they're not Catholic Memorial. I think we absolutely have a chance to go in there and, you know, make something happen. And I think our kids, from what I've seen the last 2 days of practice, they believe they can too. And we know we've got a lot of work to do to make that happen. We've got to be able to establish our run. We got to play real well defensively. We got to win special teams. There's a million things we got to do, and we got to make plays. But, you know, it's great to have the opportunity to do that at this point in the season. And, you know, we're all looking forward to that.
No, absolutely. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to add, but I just want to add that, man, congrats to you guys, the team, the coaches, obviously the players, as I noted, on what you've been able to accomplish this year. And was that the best game you guys played all year, the game last week against Dedham?
I think there were some aspects of it that were really good, but I think now people understand the schedule we played too, and those tough games that were 7-7 with 3 minutes to go over Salem and Tewksbury, who are, you know, in the final four as well in favorite. You know, we were right there, and those are hard fought, and they didn't go our way, but, you know, playing in those games helped prepare us for games like this. And, you know, Tewksbury's outstanding team, playing Duxbury, who Hanover played in the beginning of the season. Salem beat somebody 55-0 last week. So we played a lot of really good teams, and we responded to the challenge. So we just want to continue to work and go out. And this is a bonus game. We're able to get out there. We've got a lot of seniors that get an extra game of football, and we want to go out and just put everything we have into it and hopefully get one more bonus game. But we're excited about it, and, you know, we want to go out there and put a best foot forward and just really compete and show what, you know, Danvers High School football is about.
Yeah, and that's the great thing, and you've embraced the current playoff system, playing a tough schedule. You know, actually getting a 5 seed where you did, is a reflection of the tough schedule you guys played. So, that's great for the players, because a game is a learning experience, win or loss. Obviously, you'd rather win, but those close losses, I'm sure you guys learned a lot as well. Well, Ryan, anything else you want to mention?
No, just thank you very much, and I hope we can get a big crowd. I hope we get a bunch of people from Danvers out there in Weston Saturday afternoon, and just really proud of the kids, really proud of the coaches, and, you know, we've got a great opportunity to have what could be a historic win for us. So we're going on, we're preparing that way, and we're excited to get after it. And again, Hanover's an outstanding team, we know that, but we think we can play with people, and we look forward to the opportunity.
Absolutely. Well, again, it's a great story, and thank you for all of your insights here in this interview and, of course, the other ones earlier. But, Ryan, good luck to you guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Nolan, head football coach at Danvers High School, here on MSO NewSports.com.